Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The WIP Rockin afternoon roll, show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Was there a...
You don't know nothing about Al Green.
That's not true. I heard this on I heard this on Break or whatever, and I said the open sounds like a great return song.
Yeah, just that I was wondering if there was a connection to what we were
talking
about.
There's absolutely no connection. Okay. I just been waiting to play it for about 3 weeks.
I was trying to do the thing in my head where, did I say something?
Well, frankly...
Love and happiness, brother.
All my old Rizzler stuff, feel like that's, you know...
Oh, yeah, that's out, man. Yeah, that was 2024, man.
A bunch of Christmas stuff that was, you know, in the queue. So I got to start working new stuff in, and I think that's a good return song.
Hey, considering our new partner, man, Al Green's a good... Put together.
Oh, right. We'll talk about that later.
I was like, that hammer is real, for real. Right.
Yes, of course. Blue Chew, yes. What is he going to say? And Ike and I are going to have to figure out what to do when they ban TikTok, by the way, because the both of us
are going to
be a lot of trouble. Speaking of the Rizzler. Yeah.
Yeah, I am dreading that day.
Yeah,
just come on over to Instagram Reels.
Nah. It's not as good. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, here is the Twitter question. Do the Eagles need to get back to being more aggressive with their decisions during the game? Yes or no? What do you think the response is?
No.
What do you think the number is?
I'll go with 68.
How about this? 70.6% say yes. That they need to get back to being more aggressive.
Wow.
With their decisions.
70%. Well, I tell you, we are shook from that game last night. They saw that Rams game.
They're
last
like, oh,
night.
No. Wait a minute. That team might not be. Wait just a minute.
They saw that game last night. They're like, hold up.
Jack, what do you think? Do you think the Eagles have swung too far in the conservative direction?
No, I love what they're doing. You know who we haven't heard being brought up as a problem in a long time?
Yep.
Nick Sirianni.
That's right.
Like, Nick Sirianni's pretty much been taken off the hot seat because he's starting to coach like a real football coach. You know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing Larry Karras Mount Union football from Nick Sirianni. Conservative, smart, play to your strengths. This is not a shootout team. This is a ball control point guard team.
It's not about being a shootout. By the way, you can control the ball longer if you go for it on fourth down and get it. That there's even more ball control there. More
but there's
time,
also a very good
yards,
chance that you don't get
not
it.
Not very good.
What's not very good?
You don't understand risk. There's not a very good chance we don't get it.
Yeah, sure there is.
You don't go for it if you think there's a very good chance you don't get it. Here's something else, man. Somebody get Fran in here.
Oh, man. I'm threatening with Fran all week.
Listen, if there's one thing I know.
You know Fran's not
threat. He is no threat. No threat. Now, Buzz, he's working his way up.
He's working hard. He did a good job.
Fran, no shot.
We will have for you in a moment. LeSean McCoy says something maybe a little controversial about Jalen Hurts. We'll get to that in a moment. First, Noel in Boston. You're on WIP. What's up, Noel?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up? What up, Nolan?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We got you, brother.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, I said it to Jack already, but congrats, Jack. Welcome back. Good to see you, and hope the family's all doing well.
Good to see you, too.
yeah, I wish I could see you guys. And I wish, to be honest, you would put me on after the shady comments, but because I saw those last night.
Don't ruin it for everyone.
No, I won't. I'm not going to ruin it for everyone. But okay. I will say, I also saw some comments from and some stuff that was put up by Dan Orlovsky, which was really interesting because
we're going to get to that too with Elliot in the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah, right, we've seen everything
because we saw some stuff from Ryan Fitzpatrick too, buddy. So yeah, like it's coming from all sides. Everyone's doing topics.
Yeah. Right, so anyway, good commentary from both of those folks. So it has to land somewhere in the middle, I guess. But anyway, I'm going to say, look, I'm on the side of Ike. I'm with the if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now, I was going to call in a few weeks ago because there was a whole conversation. I think it was also kind of geared towards the offense. And not that it was conservative, but it was just geared towards it's not, you know, there's not enough and we can't win this way. And what I was going to say at the time is just like what you were saying, Ike, is, but we have. We've won this way all season. And I think the most important thing is, like, and you brought it up yourself, Spike, it's ball control offense. Look, if we can run against anybody, which so far we've demonstrated we have been able to, except maybe against Cleveland, we had some struggles. And there's been points in games where the teams had some struggles. But at the end of the day, if you can run against a football team and they can't stop you, that travels. You can go into any stadium against any team in any weather conditions, and you can control the game and you can control the clock. And if you can do that, then you're going to win more football games than you're going to lose. And if we've gotten this far with that brand of football, and if the Rams don't demonstrate that they can stop it, then there's no reason to put the ball in the air as, you know, 25 to 30 times a game. If you can throw the ball 18 to 22 times a game and you can win football games and control the clock for 32 minutes, you're going to win football games.
Noel, do you know how many times that Jalen Hurts dropped back to pass on Sunday?
I think it was, 18 times?
Well, he threw 21 passes, but that's not how many times he dropped back to pass. He dropped back to pass 30 times on Sunday. So just like when we talk about how conservative they are and how many times they're calling run plays and pass plays, they called 30 pass plays. So and he threw it 21 times, and he got sacked two times, and he threw it away however many times, four or five times, and then he ran it three times on pass plays. So and I want to be clear again, it's not just about passing versus running. And when you want to talk about ball control, and I just said this to Jack, when you are and I understand where you're coming from. I'm not saying that I am the be all end all and this is absolutely right. But if you're going to talk ball control, when it's 4th and 4 on the Green Bay 39, if you get a 4th down, all of a sudden you control the ball for maybe how many more sets of downs? 2 more sets of downs? 3 more sets of downs? All of a sudden, that's how many more minutes? 5 more minutes? You're controlling the ball more and you're potentially scoring more.
I get it. I agree. But I think that goes back to what Corey said. And every game is different. It's situational. So what if you don't get that play?
Well,
you've given Green Bay the ball, and you've given them the ball 25 yards out of field goal range, right? Or possibly giving them a chance to put points on the board, where if you back them up with the way that our defense has been playing, and you guys both said it. You admitted it. We trust the defense more right now than the offense.
But going forward on their 39 is also trusting the defense. And I don't want to belabor this one particular decision, and thank you for the call, Noel, always.
Yep.
This particular decision. But on one of the reasons you go for it in their territory is that chances are if you punt the ball, you might not be backing them up. You might be talking about the difference of...
You might kick it into the end zone.
Yeah, you might be talking about the difference of the 39 or the 20, or the 39 and the 27 if they run it back or something like that. So those, I don't want to go for... I don't want to beat Dan Campbell. My heart can't take that. I don't want to go for it on our own 38,
so,
you know?
So a couple of things. I would imagine field goal, that's a 53-yard field goal.
From the 39 is 56.
56, okay. Yeah. So I thought you said 38.
Yeah, too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in years past, that hasn't been too far.
Sure, but you're right.
So you're looking at points. So part of what he's doing is saying, my field goal kicker isn't kicking the ball well, plus 50. And I don't remember exactly when this happened during the game. Was that in the stretch where we were throwing incompletions, or was this? I'm wondering what the offense was looking like.
It was pretty early
at that time.
I don't remember. It was pretty early in the game. I don't remember if it was the first quarter or not, but it was pretty early in the game.
Do we already have the 10-0?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I have to go back and look.
Okay,
yeah.
I just went because this is what I wanted Nick to do the entire time, which is I don't want you to completely go away from taking a calculated risk. What I didn't want was the unnecessary risk. Sometimes you have to play the long game, and you do that at times based on how the team is playing in the moment. So having a feel for what's going on in the game. That's why I was asking. I can't even remember exactly when it may have taken place.
You're saying like we've just punted two times because we can't complete a pass. Why are we going for a fourth down if we can't complete
exactly,
a pass?
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking. Maybe that was what the situation was.
Okay, so Shady, our buddy Shady, who has reminded us many times, he knows plenty of people at NovaCare. And was this morning or last night?
This is yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday. Yeah. Shady said this.
Yeah, this was their day after the game show, yeah.
Right. Shady said this yesterday.
If them backup quarterbacks for my team, for my Eagles, played We smoked the Packers. Mm. Let me say it again. If the backup quarterbacks, because we're going to talk about rust, them dudes don't even play. Backups don't get no chance to, like, knock their rust off.
Yeah.
Do y'all?
No.
They got to go out there and play. Tanner goes out there and puts up. Come on.
Not Tanner. And I'll actually pick it. We'll get
both
it.
Of them. I'm going to pick it next because pick it your run, too. Pick it will ball out also.
I mean, if I open up the show saying that, I would be run out of town.
Hold on. First of all.
We just put him in the Ring of Honor or whatever?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Acho and Chase Daniel called a straight there for no reason.
Oh, backup quarterback.
Yeah, when he said, backups don't get a chance to knock the rust off. Do y'all?
Yeah. He did do that.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
He did do that. I didn't even notice that when I heard the first
that,
time.
Yes, I caught that. Yeah, as a backup, I had to catch that. Right. I caught that. But you're right, though. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, all I'm saying is pretty strong. It's a pretty strong statement. You know,
I think that was more emotion than anything.
Yeah,
he probably was frustrated the day after the game. He saw the game yesterday. It wasn't like a lot of people. I mean, the one thing I'll say about you is that people get frustrated with you because. You're not necessarily waving pom-poms after every game no matter what.
Right.
Right? And so there has to be that voice as well because that voice speaks to a lot of people who feel the same way. Everybody didn't walk out of that game feeling great about every facet of the game.
Yeah, we won the game. Who cares?
Yeah. Everybody didn't walk away feeling that way. So I kind of think Shady, the day after a game, is his – initial reaction to what he saw the day before. And he's like, man, we got to be better in the passing game. Man, that's not going to be good enough. And you throw out there, our backup quarterbacks could have went out there and we would have blew the team out. That's emotional field.
Yeah, I'll give Shady this. Shady is an Eagle.
Yeah.
He cheers for the Eagles. He has become an Eagle fan, and I think that's where that's coming from.
Well, people did get on him because he made the mistake, I think. He got caught up in the moment again.
What did he do?
Where he said, I don't know which show it was, He said it something to the effect of he wanted to see the Chiefs three-peat.
Oh, did he?
So people, yeah. And I think it was one of those throwaway things where he didn't think about the Eagles side of things.
Right. He's just thinking about the greatness of three-peat.
Yeah, just thinking about the Chiefs and seeing the Eagles three. I mean, seeing the Chiefs three-peat. But fans, we don't let that go.
No.
So people did point that out to me. That he had said that. But yeah, I'm with you. Shady he's an Eagle. And if you check his social media now, there's a different
he's
response
back.
To.
Oh, really?
Yes, there's already a different response.
Because Gary tweeted today, one thing about my quarterback.
No,
my quarterback.
Yeah.
He always bounces back after a bad performance. My Birds will be in the Super Bowl. Why?
Shady, don't you think that Jalen will bounce back?
He just wins.
We don't know if Tanner McKee could bounce back, Shady.
But you got his. His true feeling the day after.
Well, yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, you got his true feeling the day after.
He wasn't lying. He said what he thought.
Yes, so. He just didn't sugarcoat it.
215-592-9494. Hey, Jack, imagine, you got to buy the fridge or grill.
Especially in this time spike.
Yes.
It's cold out.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you stay inside and, and make sure your appliances are ready to go. And that's where National Appliance Warehouse comes.
Hey, Price Assure.
That's always Price Assure. And the great news, Spike, on top of Price Assure, they always have great savings events going on. Right now, the Friends and Family Savings event is back at National Appliance Warehouse due to popular demand. They're always using their incredible buying power to pass those savings on to you. You will always get the best price at National Appliance Warehouse. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. But what else sets National Appliance Warehouse apart is a truly great family-like atmosphere. Take it from me. Get down to National Appliance Warehouse and experience it for yourself. Over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget. You will find the perfect appliance for you. Go to NationalApplianceWarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
I reside on the side of the tracks of we win, I don't care what happens or how it happens. That's where I live. Well, here's the thing. So, I totally understand where you're coming from.
Okay.
And I blame this on Doug Peterson. Ever since he started coaching here, we went for it on fourth down a lot. It's kind of been a trend.
Well, it's a trend in the league. It's not just here. Okay. It's a trend in the league.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. And I think one of you guys just said it a little bit ago, maybe it was Ike, about the kicker having issues this year. So, you know, 15 years ago, fourth and four on the opponent's 40, you were pretty much punting the ball almost all the time. Now it's more often than not going for it. But if we got a kicker that really not that good from 55 to 60, you know, you're probably thinking about, you know, pushing the ball down close to the end zone or to the goal line just for field position with your punter. So I don't know, man. I mean, look, would I like Jalen to throw for 300 yards every game? Sure. But they're winning the way they're winning right now. And it's hard to argue with 15 wins in 18 games.
Well, can I tell you when we'll argue with it?
Yes, when they lose.
If they lose on Sunday. do you know what I'm saying? So I agree with you. It's what you're saying is fine in the past tense. As long as we win the game, that's fine. This conversation is about what is the best way to try to win the next one. And for me, there's a lot of times when we are where the games are one possession, one score games, when I don't think they need to be. And I even think that Green Bay game, we get four to how about this? The last game we lost against the Commanders, we got three turnovers, we turned over once. So we got three turnovers, we turned it over once. The Green Bay game, we got four turnovers and we didn't turn it over. And both games in the fourth quarter were one game we lost and one game was a one score game. And you look at the game that we lost, they scored 22 points in the fourth quarter. 22 points in the fourth quarter. So our defense is good, but they're not infallible. So my thing is, I'm trying to increase the chance that we win the game. And I think by taking, just being a little more aggressive than we have swung so far in one season from one side to the other, I just think we've swung too far.
Well, so I'll just say this. Jack's quarterback does not turn the ball over. He hasn't done that since week four. So it's unnoticeable to me when we
are you talking about Justin Herbert?
No, I'm talking about – I thought he was a Jalen Hurts guy. I was being sarcastic.
I didn't notice the sarcasm.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
No, I understand. What I'm saying is the wins, they win, and I'm here for it. That's all I can say. I don't need Jalen to throw for 300 yards every time. I just don't. I mean, give the ball to Shady. I don't care. I mean, not Shady, but
– Saquon.
Same thing.
You know,
Man.
All right. Okay. All right. I got you. Mm-hmm. It's not about throwing the ball for 300 yards. It's really not. I don't think it is at all. Mm-hmm. I think it is about decision making overall. And I don't think they're deciding to throw the ball 20 times. They're deciding to try to throw the ball 30 times. We're just not doing it. And that is, again, that is another opportunity to I think.
So then that goes on from that view, that's on Jalen then.
I think it's on both. So I think that is on Kellen and Nick and on Jalen. And the reason I say that is because they have, and it might work out for them, they have decided, maybe they have told him, and Corey even said this, look, if you have any doubt, eat it. You know, we would rather you
take it.
So, yes. But that's hard to parse. It's hard to parse in when you have 3 seconds to make a decision or 4 seconds or sometimes seven, whatever. It's very hard to say for his brain to calculate, for anyone's brain to calculate, what are the odds that this is going to work? Mm-hmm. You know, so he has deferred to better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
That's his choice.
The coaches
are telling you, you don't need to take unnecessary risk with the ball, but they're not going to micromanage him as a quarterback. Like, he has to react instinctually out there on the field.
Sure, yeah, I think he needs to take throws earlier when they're there.
Yeah.
I really do. And what happens a lot of times is it's just, I need to go over this whole thing again, but when we miss the opportunity to throw the ball, that's when we get the... What is he doing back there? Like, why does he still have the ball?
Sure, because and that happens a couple times a game. It does.
Yeah.
It does. We can't sit here and watch the same game and somehow see something completely different. When there are times when he's holding on to the ball and you're saying either take off or get rid of the football. Do something with it.
And one thing that made me think about holding the ball was watching we don't really have any idea how good Sam Darnold is at this point. Mm-hmm. Because Sam Darnold went from a bust to a guy that threw, 37 touchdown passes and looked great this year. But the last 2 weeks, The holding the ball thing. Now, he doesn't have the ability to escape like Jalen does, but he held the ball too long against Detroit, and then he held the ball too long against the Rams last night. And you hold the ball too long against really good teams, you're not going to have the chance to get out of there. And nobody tries to fumble, right? Like, how many times do we see, by the way, how many times do we see he's been back there 4 or 5 seconds, and then he decides to run off to the side, and there's a defensive end chasing him from behind, and you're like, does he know he's there? Does he know he's there? The guy's 2 yards behind him. Does he know he's there? You know, does he feel him? So I think the holding the ball thing could rear its head on Sunday.
Yeah, you know? and that's where that's on Jalen.
Right.
That's on him. Yep. Like I mean, they call the plays. And the plays are called with the design of getting it out at a certain time to a certain player. And if you get a deer in the headlights look where you freeze and you don't know what to do, then that's more about you than it is the play call. And that's what I think with Sam Darnold is what happens is these good coordinators get a chance to see you, and they saw what he struggled with against Detroit. So I'm sure they implemented that into their game plan last night. And he's standing back there holding the ball. There's no way with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson that – you get sacked 9 freaking times last night.
Right.
Like, he got sacked 9 times because he's holding the ball back there.
The thing that I see with Jalen, honestly, on the holding the ball, is if you missed your shot, just go.
Just run.
But so many times, there's
now, that's the difference between him and Sam Darnold. Darnold can't take off like that.
Yes.
Whereas Jalen, you got the ability to do that. If it's not there, then you got to take off and go.
Go get 6 yards and slide. And
live for another down.
Right.
Now, if it's third and 15 or whatever, I'm just saying, you got to.
Well, we run the ball.
I was going to say, that's where the quarterback has to, that's where his feel for the game has to come in.
Yeah.
Now, I still don't need him playing hero ball. There's a difference.
I agree.
There's a difference. When you got a defense this good, you don't have to play hero ball.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles.
Wentz had to play hero ball.
Oh, there we go.
All I'm saying, he's throwing a J.J. Arthur Whiteside and Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah. We do this part of the show
Jalen
once a week.
Rager.
Yeah. Once a week.
What'd you want him to do?
There we go. All right. Do the Eagles need to get back to being more aggressive with their decision making? 215-592-9494. All right. Elliot joins us next. Tuesdays with Elliot. Everyone loves it. We will get his opinion on this. We will find out why he changed Jalen's grade from a C- to a B overnight. And also,
that's a worm.
Yes. Are you sure you saw?
Actually, watch the tape.
Watch
39 yards halfway through the third quarter is fine.
And I want to ask him this. He has a choice. Actually, I'm going to have a surprise question because I don't want him to be able to think about it before he comes in here. I want his instant answer.
Yes.
So we will surprise Elliot with a question. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.